Development Alternatives for Women for a New Era, or DAWN, is a network of feminist scholars, researchers, and activists from the economic South working for economic and gender justice and sustainable and democratic development. This recording is done by DAWN as a way of sharing its feminist critical analysis of the global environment through the voices of women from the South. Other recordings are available for download at www.dawnnet.org and may be used freely following proper citation. DAWN Podcasts, the voices of women creating a just world.
I would like to make comments on in reaction to the various inputs and questions related to the MDGs and the linkages with the Beijing Platform for Action. I would like to remind all of us that although the MDGs can strengthen the implementation of a Beijing Platform for Action, it actually includes only some of the objectives of the Beijing Platform for Action. And that is precisely my concern, as well as the concerns of the women's movement, that we are so distracted by the push for the achievement of MDGs that we are going to narrow down the objectives and the agenda that we have adopted 15 years ago. That would be unacceptable too. Secondly, in relation to the Beijing Platform for Action, I might have misunderstood, but I heard some a suggestion that it should be revised. I don't know. It might be really that I don't really understand, but there is no way the Beijing Platform for Action is going to be revised. We have adopted it. Member states have committed to its implementation. Revised in which way? In which way? It is already reduced. Now we only have what is in the MDGs. So no way that there is any revision of a Beijing Platform for Action. In relation to the right-based approach, and I think the representative of the United States asked a specific question about this, and my sister here from the UN responded about what it is, what are the tools. But I think the Convention on the Elimination of all Forms of Discrimination Against Women, at least in the region where I'm from Africa, has played a very central role in advancing the women's agenda and women's rights. So the only recommendation that I would like to make to you, and in that I would support the call from sisters organizations from the United States, is that the United States ratify CEDAW. Still on the right-based approach, and I would like to respond to my brother from Benin. The interesting with the right-based approach is that it identifies very clearly who are the rights holders. In this case, it is women, especially the poorest among them. And the duty bearers who are primarily the states. So you cannot say that you would hold women accountable for not taking ownership of what you are doing for them. It is your responsibility to ensure this ownership. And if you want this ownership, you have to involve them. You have to ensure their participation. If you just come out there and say, this is what we are going to do for you, of course, if it is not what they want, there will be no ownership. So participation is a prerequisite for ownership. And lastly, I'm very happy to hear that there is support for the creation of a new composite entity for gender equality and women's empowerment in the United Nations. Of course, I am very happy to hear those supportive comments, but please, it's no use creating this new entity if it's not going to have sufficient resources. And I really call on you, it is an historical opportunity to show significant commitment to women's rights and gender equality. So please, please, this entity needs no less, I say no less than $1 billion for a start.
For more information on the work of Dawn, do not hesitate to contact us. Our email address is info@dawnnet.org.